I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Wednesday to you. It should be a good day here on the program. How do you feel about that?
I'm feeling pretty good about today.
Can turn on his mic. I'm
feeling pretty good about
all
today.
Right,
except for that part right there.
as we do on a Wednesday, we'll be giving away a $50 gift card to Texas Star Grill Shop in the 12 o'clock hour. What else? Oh, and we'll go behind enemy lines at 1 p.m. where we'll talk to Tyler Drake of Arizona Sports. He covers the Cardinals. We'll get a little bit of insight into what they got going there. We were just talking about before the break the decisions or moves that D'Amico made that made the biggest difference in this team's turnaround. And there's a lot of interaction on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, on the text line 713-572-4610. Someone made a point of Jaden Higgins coming along, mm-hmm. and I was like, Does that count as like a decision or a move in what we were talking about?
I wouldn't categorize that one in the same vein, simply because he was a rookie that you kind of expected them to bring along slowly and develop and get implemented into the offense more, sort of like a natural progression, so to speak. It wasn't like, we're going to make this decision. You know, like all of a sudden, you know, there wasn't already a predetermined, you know, sort of baseline for him. So I wouldn't quite put that one there, but we're all happy that he is playing more.
Yeah, absolutely. And I wonder if that's the similar feeling for you as like Woody Marks, who mm-hmm. is now getting so many carries
yeah.
after a period of time of us looking at him and being like, shouldn't he get a little bit more?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how much of that is like credit deserved versus, hey, this could have happened earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think one that's very interesting that people keep bringing up here is Trent Brown. Trent Brown at right tackle. When I talk about finding a little bit of level on the offensive line,
yeah,
that again is one of those things where you go, it took you a while to get there. As you mentioned, you got to week 12, but mm-hmm. like Trent Brown himself, they did not have to go with him in the moment that they did and putting him at right tackle. It did feel like that. In fact, I think I said it that week.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, Blake Fisher is the dude that they have brought in at least in moments where somebody goes down.
Yeah.
Now, of course, he was active, but how do they feel about having that active swing tackle? It feels like that's who you'd go to in that moment. The answer mm-hmm. was actually no, Trent Brown, and that's worked out decently well.
Both of those were good moves, but I think both of those, the decision was kind of made for you. It wasn't like, hey, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, we're going to make a call. You know, hey, Tommy Togiai or Henry To'o, we're going to make a bold decision here with whether it's your letting cutting bait with a high-profile safety or a drafted player in front of him or whatever. So I think these decisions, the Trent Brown decision and the Woody Marks decision were kind of made for you because you weren't getting production at running back. You know, you had to like, well, let's try this. You know, you had to go there. And at tackle, I never found the stat that we were talking about during the break, but I have seen some numbers. So I'll just generalize here. Blake Fisher, even at tight end.
General numbers.
Here I go generalizing. It's my favorite thing in the world. As opposed to Mr. Data Point over here. But
I need to know what the EPA is. Yeah. I need to know what the pass block win rate is.
Okay, those numbers are out there. I just couldn't find them during the break.
Thanks for creating work for me, John.
But there are some analytics and some data that shows that even when Blake, he's just not good, you know, all due respect. Even when he's at tight end, the pressure rate that they allow is higher than with a regular tight end.
Like, Figgy, this guy. He's been trying to get rid of Blake Fisher for a long time, man.
He's not good. Here we are just giddy about this team. We have to be honest about it, too.
You got to give him some time, man.
How much more time do you need?
It's his second year.
How much more time do you need? So I think those decisions were made for you. Oh, well, we can't play Blake Fisher there. You know, we know that we've had trouble mixing and matching all along. Screw it. Let's put Trent Brown in there and see what we have. And they have something.
Okay. You know? I'm interested in diving back into the offensive line. We'll do that later on in the program. But I did ask this question. Mm-hmm. Which of the new additions has the bigger chance of making an impact for this team? Because we talk about decisions being made. They've had a couple that their hands have been forced on needing to make some level of decision, but they have made those. Mm-hmm. One of those being, we talked about this, the running back that was that had played in Missouri. He has bounced around the league a little bit in his first couple of seasons, and now he lands with the Texans as they claimed him off of waivers. That's Cody Schrader, who jumps into a running back room that you start looking up, you go, ooh, it's starting to get a little thin there. Does he have more of an opportunity to make an impact than the newest young man that has been added to this team that you've added? And, of course, as soon as I go to say his name, my mind goes blank. Can you help me here, John Lopez, or are you also in that place? Naquan Jones. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Naquan Jones. Of course, he last played, I believe, with the Chargers earlier on in the season, but he was claimed at the expense of Jalen Mills. Jalen Mills was actually the corresponding move that was dropped from the 53-man roster. But does he have more of an impact or opportunity to make an impact for this team?
I think Naquan Jones has a chance. They're so – first of all, everything hinges on the defense. They have gotten a lot of production out of we mentioned Togiai and Settle and Rankins and all that, but now they're short.
Mario Edwards.
And Mario Edwards.
I was like, it always feels weird when you
hate to leave him out.
When you start doing the list, you kind of you get far enough where you like, you got to say all of
them. Yeah, yeah. So the way they rotate guys, I think he's got a real shot. Probably, and this might be counter to what you think, but probably even a little higher than Schrader, because I think Woody Marks, they just trust him. It's all about trust on the offense, and you know what? Don't turn the ball over. You got a young guy coming in that has only played one NFL game. I believe that's right, isn't it? One NFL game he's appeared.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Who's Schrader?
Yeah.
He's appeared in more games. I think he's only had one rushing rep.
Maybe like that's
he's
what
had,
it was.
He's
yeah.
had
yeah.
one instance where they put the ball in his gullet and had him run the football.
I don't think you can trust him. So I'll go with Naquan Jones.
I think that's actually where I go as well. Like he's more of a refined player in the league. Also, seeing him, went and looked at some of his plays, He does a good job of somewhat similar to Togiai, not to say that he is going to be Tommy Togiai for this team. He's pretty good about not getting moved, and he actually will get upfield and get some tackles. He had 10 tackles in 8 games for the Chargers. And then in his years with the Cardinals and Titans, 48 games, 89 tackles, 6.5 sacks. Like, that's not nothing. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he's not going to come in and immediately be of the most import, but I think being able to have another dude, and especially in the rotation pattern that you've established for this team, as opposed to having to switch it up a little bit, having another dude that you feel comfortable in that, I think is good. But I think when you look at the reason why I asked this and felt comfortable asking this as a question is, you look at the defense and the defensive line, and I don't know how much I go, they need help. Yeah. You just go, okay, that might be a thing that over time you worry about depth there. This running back room, I do go, oof.
You do need help.
You need help. Yeah. And I think the question is Cody Schrader at a level where he can deliver? I know that they feel good about him. They feel confident in him. But I do wonder how much they actually depend on him in those instances and how much he can make happen, especially if the offensive line is doing things where, or if they look anything like this week where it was just like not a lot of room to be to be made or a lot of yards to be made with the blocking that's created.
I think ultimately it comes back to DeMeco and what he wants from this offense. And frankly, even though we may not be excited about it, I think he would say he trusts Ogunbowale more than Schrader at this point. Maybe put him in there a little bit, you know, see what happens in certain situations. But I think it's going to be Woody Marks, and at least for the short term, probably Ogunbowale. Yeah.
Yeah, and also one of the things is like Nick Chubb dealing with that that rib injury.
Hey, we don't know. He may play.
That's one of the things. I was like, I'm interested today in practice to see where Nick Chubb is, like on the designations, if he just doesn't practice, whatever. I think that this was a move made for security, obviously, but I think it's also worth noting, depending on the – or I guess also recognizing that we're at a point in the season where it's not like you just go to the running back store and pick up a running back.
Yeah.
But I think – the type of running back that they acquired also probably tells us a little bit of something that maybe that they still believe that Nick Chubb will be largely okay.
I think there's uncertainty. I think there's uncertainty. Maybe they're confident and they're hopeful, but you don't make a move for a running back that carries the ball,
sure,
ostensibly. That's a running back, not just a blocker or whatever, unless there's a little bit of uncertainty.
The question comes up on the text line. It's one of those things that we've kind of talked about. Do you think that they could have used Damian Pierce right now? And it feels like that's been the Texans' luck. They make a move, and then the player that goes out, you go, ooh.
Yeah, could have used that guy.
Could we have used that guy right now? We were going back and forth about this, I think, in a break yesterday, and I'm not sure. Like, obviously, just having the body and somebody that's done it before, it's valuable. But it just feels like he rarely was a productive guy when you threw him in there at running back.
Yeah, I get the question, and I asked it myself yesterday.
Yeah,
but it was facetious because I'm good.
Yeah, and I think honestly he had a chance. I think a lot of people like me and you was probably looking at the rookie year like, oh, maybe he can, you know, he can get back to that.
Yep.
But I think it was probably, to quote the great Lovie Smith, divorce is a good thing.
Yeah,
it could be a good thing. Maybe it was best for both of them to part ways.
It sucked that we didn't get to see very much of him in training camp because it felt like that would have been an opportunity. We talked about it with the scheme and everything to maybe see him be a little bit more productive, but I think that it was telling that once he was healthy, we didn't get much of him at all. Like, we didn't get much instances.
I'm surprised he made the team, to be honest.
I was too. We talked about that too.
We all were. We all were. All right, and somebody said, what about British Brooks? That's one of those things that we've talked about for a while. I have no idea how they feel about him.
That's a big fella too, man.
It feels very much like he's just fully in fullback mode now, especially with Jakob Johnson being released in order to make room.
It seemed like he changed his whole mindset to be a fullback.
Mm-hmm. You just a fullback.
Now, if it was a rookie, then that's a little different.
To be fair, where he started from, like just having a consistent roster spot and having a role on a team, I imagine for him, he's like, that's cool. I don't know that he's like, I need to have the ball in my hands.
Yeah.
But that was a thought that I had. It feels very much the way that they've maneuvered. Like, that's not something that they necessarily lean into. But yes, obviously could have used Joe Mixon. I see you 8-3-2. What you want me to do about that? Like, we just, at this point, we have heard nothing. We know
nothing. What's the latest on Joe Mixon?
I could use $1 million too, man.
Right. There you go. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to the question of the day. With this weekend's game versus the Cardinals being a kids game, rather. Tommy Togiai was asked on Texas All Access what his favorite non-organized sports game that he used to play as a kid was. And so inspired by that, what's an old school kids game that you loved? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.